everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
今天呢，有个好消息要告诉大家。总是有朋友问我们口语要怎么提高，英语怎么样提高更快。当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。除此之外呢，上直播课有问题直接向老师提出来，当场解决，这样进步就更快了。所以早安呢，免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么样来参加呢？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就可以加入我们的免费的直播群啦。
是的，我们的中外教老师每天都会在群里免费给大家上课，有任何关于英语学习的问题也可以在群里问老师。现在已经有上万人听过我们的免费直播课了，所以大家赶紧去微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，赶紧来参与我们的课程吧。 AJ，我想问一下，就是你是从什么时候开始听英文歌的呀？
Probably when I was in primary school.
I see. So who did you listen to most back then?
Well, Avril Lavigne, Britney Spears. 我当时那个时候主要就是听艾薇儿啊，还有小甜甜布兰妮入圈的。
其实我也是，而且现在说他们的名字啊，真的有一种爷青回的感觉。
Yeah, it feels like your youth has come back thinking about all the singers and songs.
Yeah, and you know, Avril Lavigne is releasing a new album this year.
哇，好期待，艾薇儿时隔两年又要发新专辑了。那发布专辑用的动词呢，就是用的 release a new album.
Yeah, I'm really looking for it too.
那除了发专辑这种好事情呢，最近欧美圈好像也有不少的瓜。
最近关于小甜甜布兰妮亚有一个纪录片Framing Britney Spears 就引起了很多热议，而且 Justin Timberlake 也在这部纪录片发布之后呢，就发表了道歉声明。
Justin Timberlake, the American singer and actor?
是的，而且他曾经还和布兰妮有一段恋情。
I'm wondering, what did he apologize for?
Well, this is what we're going to talk about in today's podcast.
那今天的节目呢，我们就来聊一聊 Justin Timberlake 他的道歉事件。我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。那节目开头提到了这部关于小甜甜布兰妮的纪录片 Framing Britney Spears. So what's this film about?
Well, the film revolves around the career of Britney Spears, uncovering a pattern of disturbing power plays and misogyny through her career.
Misogyny 这个单词呢，就是厌女症的意思。那么刚刚 Nora 的意思就是说，这部纪录片啊回顾了一下布兰妮的职业生涯，揭开了她进入娱乐行业之后呢，由于社会浓厚的厌女氛围带给她的折磨。
Yeah, the film also shows a lot of men in Britney's life not only hurt her, but also took advantage of her talent, wealth, and prestige for profit.
Advantage 这个单词呢，就是好处、优势的意思。Take advantage of something 也就是说利用某人。
Yeah, 是的。那么在这部影片当中呢，就展现了很多之前出现在他生命中的男人不仅伤害了他，而且还压榨了他的才华、财富和声望，从中牟利。
And I guess Justin Timberlake was one of them.
没错， Justin 其实就是其中的一位。那么1999年的时候呢，当时的顶流 idol 布兰妮和他就公布了恋情。 They went public with their relationship.
Public 这个单词呢，就是公众的意思。Go public with something 就是公开某事。
Right, so they were the most popular couple back then. Everyone wanted to know the juicy gossip between them. 当时所有的围观的吃瓜群众啊，都想要知道这一对国民情侣之间发生的一切。
So the environment at that time was very toxic to young female public figures like Britney, right?
是的，当时90年代整体的社会环境对年轻女性的公众形象是非常的不友好的。
And I guess that's why she said she'd wait until she was married to lose her virginity.
是的，因为一个人是无法对抗整个社会的舆论的，所以她的言论当时会比较保守。
Yeah, I think that's pretty understandable under circumstances like that.
对，在当时那样的环境下呢，只有这样说才能够在行业生存下去。不过 Justin 他轻易的就将这一切都毁掉了。
What did he do?
Well, during a radio interview, Timberlake publicly revealed that they had slept together.
哇，直接在电台采访当中公开透露了跟女朋友私生活的细节，我觉得这也太过分了吧。
Yeah, after this had happened, Britney Spears was constantly shamed by the media.
是的，当时经过这件事情之后呢，她就不断的在采访当中被羞辱，而另一边呢，爆出隐私的 Justin 却全身而退，甚至靠着他的话题给自己带来流量。
Yeah, and Justin tried to shed light on their relationship with his breakout track, Cry Me a River.
light 是光的意思 shed light on something 就是表示阐述阐明的意思 So the song was about blaming a cheating woman and the actress in the music video looked exactly like Britney Spears
所以其实就可以看出来他在暗示他和布兰妮分手的原因就是因为女方背叛了他
But there was no solid evidence at all
Exactly Later when Britney was asked about this in an interviewShe just couldn't control her emotions and bursted into tears. 当时她在采访中被问到这件事的时候，真的就无法控制自己的情绪，哭出声来。
那刚刚诺尔说到的这个 burst 就是爆裂、爆发的意思。Tears 我们知道是眼泪，所以 burst into tears 直译就是眼泪爆发了，其实就是说开始哭了。It means start to cry.
是的，那毕竟是被自己曾经爱过的人伤害嘛，肯定是特别伤心的。所以网友们在看完纪录片之后呢就非常的生气纷纷到他的社交媒体账号下面留言质问他什么时候向布兰妮道歉估计也是因为迫于这种压力之下他才开始道歉的
Yeah, on Instagram he wrote I am deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem where I spoke out of turn or did not speak up for what was right
对那么在这里呢我们可以学到一个表达那 turn 是表的翻转 speak out of turn并不是指的正话反说而是说某个人说话不太得体
那刚刚这句道歉的意思就是说在我生命当中那些时间段里我所做出的行为导致了问题的出现是我说错话或者是没有为正确的事情而发生对此我深感抱歉
Yeah, and he continues I understand that I fell short in these moments and in many others and benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism
那么刚刚这句话当中的 fall short 就是指的缺乏短缺的意思Condone 是表示包容 A system that condones misogyny and racism 就是指的对厌女和种族歧视的宽容的那种体制
对所以他的意思就是说他明白在很多情况下他都做得不是特别的好而且他也从厌女以及种族歧视这个体制下从中受益了
Yeah, and then he specifically apologized to Britney Spears
But anyway, I think it's too late to apologize now
Yeah, I think it's a shame it took him so many years to come forward and say what he did.
是的，不过在这里呢，并不能说明布兰妮悲剧完全是 Justin 一个人造成了。其实当时的社会风气也是一个很重要的原因。
Yeah, and all we can do now is to stop repeating the same mistakes and let this kind of experience never happen to others again.
是的，那我们现在能够做的其实就是不要再重蹈覆辙，让这样的遭遇不再发生到其他人身上。那么今天的节目呢，就到这里结束了。那最后呢，大家也别忘了报名参加我们的免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速的提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这一次免费的中外教直播课了。
入群限量只有200个名额哦，想要进入免费直播群的，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复“直播”两个字就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。